The blueprint for Project Runner would allow the firm to build on about 50 acres at Northwest Florida Industrial Park. The land is worth $2.5 million with a 10-year property tax exemption totaling about the same. The county would also match $240,000 in state funds.
They're looking for a center that would service within a couple hours within a site on I-10. They would employ in the neighborhood of 400 people, average wage in the neighborhood of $46,000, building over a 300,000 square foot facility.
Shannon Ogletree is director of Santa Rosa County Economic Development. This is not some Johnny-come-lately effort. Ogletree and his team have been working on Project Runner for roughly 2 years.
The sales cycle for economic development projects takes many, many years. And in this case, it's been 24 to 30 months that we've been working this project. Anytime you ask a company to invest into your community, they want to make sure that they have the right spot. This could sometimes make or break a company.
The value of the company's investment is placed at around $40 million. That includes equipment, renovating the inside of the building, and work on the exterior.
This is just the first step. There are still things that we have to look at and apply for to help incentivize this package. We're also applying for dollars through the governor's job growth grant fund.
The next step in the process was taken on Thursday when the Santa Rosa County Commission gave unanimous approval to some incentive packages. Commissioner Don Salter says they're dependent on receiving $5 million in BP settlement money from Triumph Gulf Coast.
And the $5 million would be for offsetting school taxes that the project would have to pay over a 10-year period. The school board, by legislation, cannot give company credit for not paying school taxes.
If the pre-application is approved by the Triumph Board, Santa Rosa would then get the green light to put in a formal application. The commission also plans to ask the legislature next year for additional funding to upgrade infrastructure at the Interstate 10 Industrial Park, along with kicking in some money for future projects.
If you don't have the inventory being land, you're not in the game. So any decisions that any governmental body makes about economic development, industrial parks is an investment in the future.
The park, on 90 acres close to State Highway 97, is also seen as a key to curbing encroachment on NAS Whiting Field in case of another round of BRAC, base realignment and closure.
We did that so we would have industrial land available for the development, but we also didn't want residential development to be built on that fence line to that outlying field. Industrial development around a military base or an outlying field is a lot more compatible than residential development.
If all goes as scheduled, the company could start moving into the industrial park in 18 to 24 months, but there's no timetable for when the firm would actually begin operations. Too early in the process, says Ogletree.
We need to secure the incentives, secure the dollars to improve the infrastructure at the site, and then further entice the company to come. While this has taken 24 to 30 months, it still could take a number of months to get everything lined up.
There's also no word on when Santa Rosa Economic Development will identify the firm, with other sites also being under consideration at this time. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.